USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former President Trump's lawyers took about 3 hours to present their defense. Among other things, they argued that Trump is a victim of cancel culture. The former president's lawyers called the impeachment trial a witch hunt. Attorney Michael Vanderveen argued that Trump's remarks on January 6th, stoking his supporters, was no different than the language politicians have used for decades.
No thinking person could seriously believe that the president's January 6th speech on the Ellipse was in any way an incitement to violence or insurrection.
But some Trump supporters, who now face criminal charges for the riot, said they were acting at Trump's behest. And Democrats also played videos of the insurrectionists shouting at police that they were in the right because they had been sent there by Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabo Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government, but Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In his first month in office, President Biden has reached out to many of our allies by phone, but there seems to be one country he's avoiding. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released recommendations on how to reopen schools safely.
Universal and correct use of masks, physical distancing, hand washing and respiratory etiquette, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, and diagnostic and rapid and efficient contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're giving out recommendations, and it also depends on the virus rating in each individual community. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.